And now, live from their car at the side of the road, with this month's Canaries update, we have BBC Radio Norfolk's Chris Gorham and Rob Butler. Over to you, Rob.
Hello everyone, Rob Butler here alongside Chris Gorham. This is your regular look into the world of Norwich City, and we're just driving back from Wigan. We've just pulled over for a coffee and we thought we'd record something reflecting on last night's game. It was a mixed review from most Norwich fans. Some were happy that Norwich got a draw and they're saying 4 points in two games is a good thing. Some are saying it's a chance missed because it was a really good performance from Norwich in the first half, but they had that spell where Wigan got back into the game. But in general, after those wins in a row, Norwich City have started to turn the corner and they are in a shout of the playoffs now. Let's see what Chris Gorham thinks. Chris, there's reasons to be positive, isn't there?
I think so. I mean, you and I spend quite a lot of our lives stopping for coffees by motorways and driving around the country, and I think because of that we've been very aware of Norwich's poor away form. They hadn't won at all away from home since the 1st of October when they beat Wolves away from home. I think that was back when they were top of the Championship. So to have had two away games and the best part of 1,000 miles on the road this week, going all the way to Cardiff and back and then all the way to Wigan and back, winning at Cardiff was a huge result. They've proved they can do it, they can roll their sleeves up, they can win away from home. And the Wigan game, they should have won it. They were the better side for long periods, but reality is they were like 2-1 down with about 20 minutes to go. And if you're 2-1 down with 20 minutes to go in any away game and you come away with a point, I think you have to look upon that as a point gained. I mean, I know for long periods Norwich were the better team, but in the way the game turned out, actually 4 points from two games this week we've had on the road, I'm pretty happy with.
Yeah, and I think the Norwich fans that went, there were 677, which is absolutely amazing, bearing in mind they had that long trip to Cardiff. I think they'll be happy as well. It's all very well and easy for people at home, and we respect those people who are tuning into our radio shows, kind of switching their radio off and going, oh, that was rubbish, we wanted to win. But I think when you've travelled all this way that those fans have, I think you'd be pretty content with that, because Norwich, they really did play okay. They were pretty good in the second half. They were excellent in the first half. Nelson Oliveira had a great game. And let's look forward now. We've got Nottingham Forest coming up on Saturday, which is a home game. Norwich have been really good at home recently. Then it's Newcastle in midweek, which is a massive game already. And then it's Burton Albion away. These are three more big games. There's no rest for the wicked, Chris.
No, and I think this will roll on now. If we've got any ambition of Norwich City being in the playoffs at the end of this season, we're going to be talking like this before every game, because the run they had before Christmas and sort of up to Christmas was so bad, where they went from top of the table to 12th, that they've now had to have this run that they've been on, three wins and a draw. That's a really good run in Championship terms, and even that has only got them, 2 points away from the playoffs. So that shows just how much work Norwich have given themselves to do. So the sort of run they're on at the moment, they need to do that again and again and again, not just to get into the top six but to stay there as well. So the way we're looking upon the next two or three games being big for Norwich, well, we're going to keep saying that and keep saying that if they're going to be in the playoff mix, because you know, I think one of the reasons why that only getting a point, if you like, at Wigan seems such a letdown is because that poor run Norwich had before Christmas, that has left them with no margin for error. If they're going to get in the playoffs, if they are going to have any chance of Premier League promotion this season, they're going to have to do it the hard way. But they're going to have a really, really good run between now and the end of the season. They don't have, they can't afford to lose many more matches. That's just the facts of where we are at the moment.
And since we last spoke to you guys, so we've had the transfer window closing and Norwich City brought in Yannick Wildschut and also Mitchell Dykes, and we'll get Chris's thoughts on those two in just a sec. I'll tell you mine. I think Mitchell Dykes looks absolutely brilliant. He had a brilliant debut at Cardiff, fantastic performance there, and he was absolutely brilliant at Wigan as well. He's strong, powerful, confident, scored a great goal as well, and I think Norwich City could have a real find here. He's one of those players that has been linked with Premier League teams. There was some talk about him not coming after he'd had talks at Norwich City, but he obviously decided to have that loan spell, and I think it's really exciting times for Norwich City in that position. We've almost forgotten about Martin Olsen. That's how good Mitchell Dykes is. As for Yannick Wildschut, it was a tough one for him last night against his old club. Sometimes that can go either way. You can either have the match of your life and kind of ram it down their throats, if you like, your former club, because they were booing him and singing about him and stuff. He was a bit quiet last night. He was quiet in Cardiff. But I think with these two home games coming up, let's hope Alex Neil, for me, sticks with him, gives him a chance at home. With the crowd behind him, we will start to see the best of Yannick Vilska. And Chris, we'll just get your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, Vilska we haven't seen a lot of in these two games. So, you know, £7 million player, hasn't really started to repay that yet. But, you know, you can't write players off after a couple of games, and again, you can't get too carried away about players after a couple of games. But, and I'm not one for getting carried away, but Mitchell Dykes has been so impressive. I mean, the way that he thunders into challenges, the way that he puts himself about, the way that he gets forward, and then last night we see him go forward for a corner and absolutely power a header into the net when Norwich really needed it to get them back into that game at 2-2. I mean, if he carries on like this, we're talking about, I don't know if Norwich have ever had a better left back, and I know that sounds ridiculous after two games, but... And I know that after two games he could have a dip in form, and this may just be a bit of beginner's luck, if you like, a bit of a player really buzzing from a move to a new club. But I mean, he's been so impressive that he can do everything: thunderous tackles, good going forward, and he can score goals as well. I mean, Norwich, as you said there, have made a real find. He's only on loan from Ajax. I think if too many clubs see him playing for Norwich the way he is at the moment, I'd be really surprised if he was still at Norwich next season. He looks superb.
He does, and that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. But keep tuning in to BBC Radio Norfolk for all your regular Norwich City chat and live commentaries as well. But from me and Chris on the side of the road drinking a coffee, it's goodbye.
Thank you both. We now want to make a special appeal to our listeners. Rob and Chris have this regular 4-weekly slot on Chatterbox, and we want to give it a name. Do you have any suggestions? Singing Canaries? Canary Chat? Chatterball? Please do contact us on our regular numbers with your ideas.